morning, Lee.
Let's have a look at the ladder, although Devonport have pretty much sewn up the minor premier, haven't they, several weeks ago. They'll stay on top of the table, followed by Wynyard in second spot. Penguin in third, the Burnie Dockers lie in fourth, and La Trobe in fifth spot. So two sides outside that five at the moment, Ulverston and Circular Head. So pretty much the ladder has remained the same over the last few weeks or so. And speaking of the Burnie Dockers, the rivals between Burnie and Devonport, they'll go at it again tomorrow from 2:20 at West Park.
They certainly will, and Burnie, after a 108-point victory over the fifth-place La Trobe, have only made the one change, recalling Andrew Lee to replace the injured key forward Jeremy Plant for their West Park clash with the Magpies. The Magpies, after inflicting a 45-point thrashing of Burnie, have also opted for just the one change, with James Gray replacing Zach Derrico, who missed through injury. The Dockers are starting to look formidable at the right time of the season, with on-ballers Bailey Bogue, Nick Walters, Dylan Smith, all in sensational touch. Devonport, too, are reliant on their skillful midfield to maintain scoreboard pressure, with Clay Simmons, Quade Byard and Caleb Van Buren capitalising on the ruckwork of Jacob Marshall, who was fantastic last week against Penguin. The conditions, Lee, will play a major result in the fortunes of this game. And if the ground remains heavy, I'm leaning towards Burnie to win their ninth game of the season.
Second game is the Central Coast Cup between Penguin and Ulverston, that match at Dial Park.
Yes, and the third-place Penguin will look for redemption and momentum when they take on Central Coast rivals Ulverston at Dial Park. The two Blues enjoyed a 43-point win when the two sides met back in round 11, but have been forced to make four significant changes due to suspensions to Jack Templeton and coach Maverick Weller, emanating from their clash with Devonport, while Randall Hardy and key forward Damon Smith will miss through injury. Into the Penguin side come midfield star Jaden Van Essen, Jake De Groot, along with Lockie McKellar and Kalen Williams. Ulverston, who were pushed hard by the Circular Head at Smithton last week, have regained Brennan Murray and promoted young half-forward Mitchell Lynch, who will make his senior debut. Kurt Phillips and Jacob Campbell will both miss through injury. Penguin defensive duo Sam Mitchell and Geordie Dowling were shining lights in an otherwise forgettable outing last Saturday, while the Robins had good players in Joel Hennessy, Jimmy Richards and young gun Oliver D. Paoli Kubank against the Circular Head. Penguin badly need a win to restore confidence going into the finals, and despite their four big outs, I still think they will prevail against the young Robins outfit. However, nothing is certain. On the subject there of Penguin there, Lee, the two Blues will also celebrate their 1977 senior and 1982 reserves premiership wins, and will be wearing replica Guernseys complete with collars for their clash with the Central Park rivals.
And that reunion will begin from 12 midday.
It certainly will, Lee.
So the reunion will be marking the 45th and 40th anniversary of their 1977 and 1982 titles, respectively. So that promises to be a great couple of hours ahead of the game between Penguin and Ulverston. A few tales to be told, and a few of those players just will get that much greater, I reckon, as the afternoon progresses, I reckon, Kip. And the final one is at the Wynyard Footy Grounds, and that involves the home side, the Wynyard Cats, as they welcome the Circular Head Saints.
Yeah, look, in the second place, Wynyard have enjoyed a stellar season to date and will be keen to end their roster season on a high when they clash with the Circular Head. The Cats regain Mason Hodges and Logan Smith, who replace injured pair Tyler Bakes and Jamison Foreman. The Saints pushed Ulverston for four quarters last week before going down by just 15 points, have made three changes, returning Caleb O'Halloran, Sam Muller and Ryland Coombe to replace Damian Barker, Brennan Dempsey and Connor Bramich. Midfielders Matt Elliott and Jamar Jackson, along with Burley Ruckman and Rowan Bones, sparked the Saints against Ulverston, and they will need to keep that up, or that momentum up, to beat the Cats. Wynyard boasts a star-studded midfield with Sharon Egger, Callum Kabicki, Beau Sharman and Jacob Hamill all enjoying stellar seasons. Up front, Connor Barling, Zane Murphy, Zach Marshall and Stanley Tipalura have been prominent around goal And I expect, Lee, that trend to continue tomorrow with the Cats to win by a comfortable margin.
That's unpacking round 19 of team selections ahead of the round tomorrow of the NWFL. So that's the men covered. What about the round 16 of the NWFL women's? What's that look like?
Yes, look, the second place Penguin will have the gigantic task of defeating the unbeaten Olvis in the Dial Park. Penguin defeated Wynyard last week by 19 points, with Mia Nation, Tani Schultz and Bianca Howard prominent. While Ulverston thrashed La Trobe by 122 points, keeping the Demons scoreless. Better players for the Robins include Luca Starick, Ruby Mitchell and Meg Thompson. This match starts at 9 and should be relatively even with Ulverston to prevail in the end. And in the other game, third place Wynyard will host the fourth place Devonport Magpies commencing at 10:45. The Cats have Elise Hoiberg-Cox, Charlie Rose Bramich and Olivia Smith in good touch, while Devonport will be reliant on Bronte Bayard, Lucy Gregg and Georgia Mullen to lead the way. At Wynyard, Lady Cats should be too strong, Lee.
So the girls have got finals to look forward to over coming weeks, but finals is here in the juniors.
Yes, it's grand final time for the boys and the youth girls on Sunday, with all matches to be played at Ulverston. In the under-12s, Ulverston will meet the Burnie Dockers after accounting for La Trobe in the prelim final. Robins players to watch include Jesse Howes, Lockie Gleeson and Preston Mee, who booted all three of the goals against the Demons, while Hudson Bain, Zekai Cumming and Caden Casalo are certain to be prominent for the Dockers. That match starts at 9:45. In the under-14 boys, Wynyard, who were only beaten once during the season thus far, will clash or match up with Penguin, who defeated Burnie last week. The Cats have good players in Mason Brown, Jack Highland and Deegan Eminem, while Penguin's Roy Stewart, after a 7-goal haul last week, Hudson O'Neill and Mason Ling are sure to lead from the front. Match starts at 11:30. In the youth girls, Ulverston will be chasing a 6th consecutive premiership win when it tackles ladder leaders, the Wynyard Cats. The Robins defeated La Trobe in the prelim final, with Carly Enright, Mia Pearce and Caitlin Riley all prominent, while Wynyard will be hoping for continued consistency from Dara Gray, Sophie Johnson and Olivia Pringle. The Youth Girls Grand Final commences at 1:15. And finally, in the Under-16 Boys Grand Final, reigning premiers Devonport will be opposed to Ulverston, who were too strong for Wynyard in the preliminary final last Sunday. Tyler Gleeson, Lachlan Claridge and Gordy Nicol played solid games for the Robins, while Devonport have class players in Harry Elmer, Caleb Dennis and Jake Nash. And this match will commence at 3 p.m., rounding off a great day of junior football.